Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Gene Grisman, Dr. Gene Grisman, the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By, also Time Tactics of Very Successful People. Those are just two of the outstanding works of Gene Grisman. Gene, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about, folks, we're talking about failure and how failure actually can beget success can beget success. You don't want to trip over that one. And
no, you do not.
And how that can create, how failure actually creates the opportunity for success, especially when you put it in the right perspective. And so, Gene, you had three things that you were going to tell us about.
Let me give you those three, okay. And then we can come back and talk about one or two of them, maybe a little longer. The first is, remember Lincoln, using him as the model, was in two businesses where failure is a possibility every day. One was law and one was politics.
Mm-hmm.
Both are not entirely dependent on what you do. The outcome of the trial, you may do a great job, but it may go against you. You may do the right thing in politics, but you may not get the vote. So he had to face failure every day. So the first lesson is try to salvage something from your failure.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a lawyer, if you can't get a whole loaf, you try to get half a loaf. You try to salvage something. Number two, you try to learn the right lesson from your setback or failure. For example, and it's very important to remember, it's the right lesson that you draw. For example, you might provide roofing services, and you might send a proposal to Target, and Target says we are not going to use your services this year to put roofs on our building.
Mm-hmm.
And so a person might say, well, I'm never ever going to send another proposal to Target. That might be the wrong conclusion, because you might have caught them at the wrong time. Or you might have set it the wrong way, and if you modified your approach or your timing, you might succeed. So it
mm-hmm.
might not be, don't ever do it, but do it a different way. So learn from your mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fifth one, the third lesson is this. Develop some self-defense mechanisms. You don't want to start saying, I'm a failure, just because something happened that didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
High achievers learn to say, I did something that didn't work out, but they do not say, I'm a failure. So you want to find ways to come back again.
One of the ways to put that in perspective, by to be able to learn from it without beating yourself up, is not to say I'm a failure, but to say I failed at that.
And that separates you from what you did.
That's right.
That's a very good point. I'll tell you another. Now, this is a self-defense mechanism that I use. And each of us has to pick what kind of armor we want to put on. I draw inspiration from biography.
Yeah.
I have found that by studying high achievers, when I know more about them, I find that every one of them had setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a book called The Achievement Factors years ago. People
mm-hmm.
told me the best chapter in that book, many people said, was the chapter when I wrote about failures of high achievers. And I think it's terribly important. In fact, in that event that I did in Colorado Springs, I pulled out one of the feedback forms, and the person wrote on it, "What an inspiration for someone going through a career change at 60,
mm-hmm.
Hearing about Lincoln's setbacks, difficulties, was an inspiration to this person." I have to say, I do the same. I draw inspiration.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the reason I like to read biographies and autobiographies. And you know, interestingly enough, at the time, at the literally the same time, the same decade basically, that Lincoln was going through some of his worst setbacks, the 1850s, mm-hmm. William Macy, I guess it was. Was that the guy's name who created Macy's department store? He hit on the formula that basically we have today in the 1850s, but he'd already failed seven other times.
Oh, my golly.
And I think bankrupt maybe a couple of times. You know, I think about Henry Ford. A lot of people don't realize he was 51 years old, had been in the automobile business a long time, and had failed four previous times to get his car line working.
Oh, well, I'll add another one.
Yeah.
A man by the name of Morris was a pretty good portrait painter.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't make a living at it. And then he decided he'd go into technology and, of course, the telegraph. Maybe you're failing because you're in the wrong business. You might want to make a transition to something else.
Well, this is where if you'll say to yourself, okay, I failed at this. This is something I failed at. What does this, and this has helped me, Gene, a lot, because I've made my share of failures, had my share of failures.
Mm-hmm.
To say to myself, what does this reveal to me?
Mm-hmm.
There's something illuminating about the word reveal when you ask it of yourself. There's just something powerful about that word. What does this reveal? And then write down all the things that it reveals to you.
I agree. Let me
hold on to that thought. I'm gonna let you do that right after these messages. Folks, we're talking about the relationship between failure and success. The very, very interesting relationship. You can't really have one without the other. 10 till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.